You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Young and the Restless After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Young and the Restless After Show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. So welcome back, everybody. We are the YNR recap show, everyone, and I'm just so happy to hear this new introduction. DJ Dr. Phil is back in the house. What's up, man?
Welcome, welcome. So for those of you who don't know, we've been dealing with an issue with the video switcher.
Okay.
And so that is the reason why Rich sounded like a deep robot. So we are getting that handled. Unfortunately, this is literally before Brookshire came, we just got a loaner out. For new, because ours is in the repair shop. So go figure. You spend about $200,000 on a unit, and it doesn't work perfectly.
Wow. I just want to say that that was different. It was exciting, though, but it was definitely a little bit different. With the Young and the Restless after show. I kind of sound a little bit like him, I think. At least my ears seem that way. Okay, everybody, we are so in the house, and we are the YNR, again, recap show. I'm your host, Brookshire. And again, I just want to thank everybody at the start of the show for making sure that you tune in, and thank you for tuning in, because again, we are constantly making the top 10 downloads on YNR, with the YNR recap on iTunes. So make sure that you are tuning in, going to iTunes, and also subscribing, downloading this show, so therefore you can, you know, get in on all the juicy gossip and news, what's going on in Genoa City. Also, make sure that you're calling in at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. It's important. Call in. Matter of fact, call in now so we can get you in here and get some of your questions and have you feed in on the show, because we know that the YNR has definitely been coming on since the 1970s. We have over 20 million people that are tuning in every day to watch this show. So we know that you're all out there. So make sure that you're tuning in. Make sure that you're coming on, because we're going to be taking you straight into what's going on. So Granny Z is not going to be here this week. So everybody, Granny Z is not in this week. So you're going to be just having me. So we're going to be just taking it with a little bit of a flow along the lines of really just giving you the recaps, letting you know what's going on, kind of just like talking a little bit on getting to know more of the characters. There's a couple of news tips that have been going on that, you know, I want to throw out there, some happenings, some of the stars and the celebrities that are out right now. And, you know, walk you straight into that. So without any further ado, we're going to take you straight into what has been going on the YNR recap this week. So the week started off, of course, with the marriage of Lily and Kane finally getting married again. You know, you had that whole story line of Lily and Kane, you know, oh my goodness, when he first came in the picture, they were thinking he was, you know, one of the Chancellor boys, you know, and then he ended up finally getting with Lily, and they end up going through their whole love break situation with being able to trust him, not being able to trust him, all kind of unique situations that were taking place in this particular household. But finally, they decide to tie the knot all over again. So they're tying the knot now, and they're doing it. And Ms. Catherine Chancellor, bless her heart, decided that she wanted to be able to throw their wedding in none other than France, of course, Francie. Now, on a sidebar, now, when I was looking at the scenes that day, and I don't know if y'all noticed this too, but I was looking at the scenes that day. If anybody of y'all that live in the Hollywood, Beverly Hills area, I was like, wait a second. That don't look too much like France right there. That look a little bit like the place in Beverly Hills where I forgot the name of the actual place in Beverly Hills, but it's like a park that you can go to and walk around. They have all these different trees. It used to be like, I think it's the same place that they filmed Batman at, if I'm not mistaken. But all up in there, it's a beautiful place that you can come during the day and be able to walk through, see, film, etc. So that's what I want to say it was. I don't know if they went all the way to France, but good job trying to trick us and fool us to thinking that it was. Good job, writers. but I'm just excited to see that they got together. It was all intimate family members there. You know, it was very, very believable. Everybody interacted, you know, very well with each other. I mean, I just love the chemistry. Everybody got along. Everybody seemed very happy to be there. It was so funny to see Genevieve, you know, standing. The thing that I loved about her motherly duties is regardless of whatever he said, she still felt like it's important to be able to be at her son's wedding, her son and daughter's wedding, because I'm just a firm believer that, you know, and this is kind of calling the predictions a little bit ahead of time, that somehow Kane is going to be the one to run that international business for Beauty of Nature. Once he gets over himself and he realizes that this is important to his mother, him and Lily are going to somehow come on board, and that is going to start, I want to believe, another family trend on, because you got McCall Unlimited, you got Chancellor Industries, you got Newman Enterprises, and now you're going to have Beauty of Nature, which is going to be up under Atkins, is going to be up under, you know, FMN. So it's going to be very interesting to see what kind of happens in that whole sense and in that whole realm. So make sure that y'all are tuning into that. I'm very excited to see how that unfolds. Now, if y'all were noticing, which I thought was very, 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 very funny, when Jill came up to Harmony in that particular section when the wedding was kind of, I think it's actually before it actually happened, and they were taking pictures, and Jill came and was trying to start a little cat fight with Harmony. And Harmony was like, girlfriend, let me tell you something. I'm right here in Paris with people that love each other. I am not going to be sitting up here acting a fool with you in France. And I just love the way her facial expression kind of changed, because she was just like, well, I didn't expect that. I mean, they're really taking Harmony's character and really bringing her in to be just authentic. I just love that authentic way that they're bringing her into this whole entire situation. So, of course, we're going to move straight in again to it, the Harmony and the Sophia and the Neil situation. Now, I thought it was a little ridiculous. Neil walking. Now, baby Moses is not no little baby, okay? Because his mama ain't tiny and his daddy ain't tiny. So that's a pretty healthy baby boy. You ain't going to be walking around France holding that big old carrier in one arm, like, that's cool. Like, where's the stroller? That whole part of walking and holding that baby was just kind of like, okay, that's a bit much on that one right there, but I got it. However, they're really bringing Harmony in, and I know for sure sooner than later Harmony and Neil are going to connect, and then when Harmony and Neil connect, that means you're gonna have a major cat fight between Sophia and Neil, not Sophia and Neil, but Sophia and Harmony, and that's gonna be, let's just say that's gonna be quite interesting, because you know Harmony don't be playing. Now I'm gonna go ahead and tell you right now, she does not play. She's real. You know, her act, her character in general is an Emmy Award winner. She's been on several different soap operas, playing several different parts. And so, of course, even when she came into this role as Harmony Devon's mother, they even changed her name to fit her new image. So she's really on this whole track of cleaning herself up, really getting herself where she needs to be. She's looking good, and I can almost guarantee you that they are going to have her and Neil somehow connecting and connecting, because every time that a relationship kind of issue comes up or something along those lines comes up, here you got Sophia sitting there looking like, oh my goodness, you know, is this gonna really work out? I don't know. I mean, you got her sitting there wondering if this is gonna really work out, you know what I'm saying? And she's always having this doubt, and we all know people, if anybody of you that listen to me from the other show, no matter if it's fictitious or not, thoughts are things, brother. Thoughts are things. So if she's sitting there and thinking negative, like, okay, she already knew that when she married this man that it was kind of trifling. Okay, it was trifling in the beginning. Okay, wait. Now, I understand just a little bit about how it could happen Not that I'm condoning any of it, but I can understand how it could happen with her beefing with Malcolm when we rewind back, with her having that situation with Malcolm. And then, you know, Neil, they built this bond from working with each other, etc. And I can see how they could possibly have slept with each other. Almost. It was a little unreal, but I can see how it could have happened, okay? Now, the marriage part of it is, I believe, ridiculous. It is just ridiculous. Your brother was married to her. You know, as soon as the annulment papers, 2 months later, you're getting married to her just because you have a child. Just completely ridiculous. So she's already having that conscience in her head, like, that's wrong. I mean, you, come on. She gotta have a mama too. Now, she ain't saying nothing about her daddy was dead, but she said her daddy was dead, but she don't got a mama. This is Sophia now. She has to have a conscience to know, all right, I done screwed the brother over. He didn't think it was, he thought it was his baby because I slept with his brother and, you know, we had our beef and I basically betrayed him for his brother. And now I got the brother, married to the brother, and she can't even fully walk in the happiness of it because, again, these writers on this Young and the Restless show, they do an amazing, amazing job with really being able to make the storyline as real as possible. And I have to continuously take my hats off to all of the writers of The Young and the Restless because, you know, for years, and that's the reason why I've always been able to get so much into this, they write it and they say exactly what you're thinking. And that's what's so cool about it. They say exactly what you're thinking, and that is always a plus. So now, Victor. Genevieve's already inside of Paris. She's sad. She's going through her little, you know, situation. She's going back and forth wondering if this was the right decision because she sacrificed everything for beauty of nature. She sacrificed love. She sacrificed her family. She sacrificed everything to be able to gain a piece of happiness, a piece of herself that she feels she can build and create and turn it into something, which is, you know, and again, on one end, I understand. On the other end, I, you know, whatever. The good thing about family, Genevieve, and this is straight out to you, Miss Girl, come on, they're going to come back around eventually. You got to know that. As long as you keep pushing forward, and this goes to anybody, you know, when we move forward to our destinies and our dreams, to that better part of us, not everyone's going to like it. Not even your family sometimes. They're not going to like everything that you do. They're not going to agree with everything that you do. But you got to remember, folks, and this is just sidebar, they don't know all the details and all the things that's going on in your mind, just like in Genevieve's head. You know, her buying this company was her expression of freedom, more or less than anything. This was how she felt she was becoming free from the situation. And you know, being up under Colin, which is her husband in the past, her ex-husband that was into drugs and into all of the crime scene and things of that nature. You know, her two of her kids dying, getting murdered. She is a wounded sister that is trying to pick herself back up. And so, again, like she said, you know, in the past episodes, she saw herself getting under Jack and up under all of his greatness and slowly but surely fading slowly away. And look, this just goes out to all my folks out there that's been watching this show and that are tuning in. Don't fade away. Stick to it. And that is what I'm really hoping, that she sticks to her guns and realizes that storms don't always stay. We go through things. People look at going into a situation as a permanent spot. Okay, she didn't see her, she didn't get a chance to be invited directly to her son's wedding, but she had enough in her to go anyway, to see it anyway. So he can't never say she didn't experience that moment because she was there. She was there and Jill even saw it. Now, I thought Jill was going to go up to her and start trying to talk junk, but she didn't. So she's in Paris. She's getting people to send her contacts. So I'm guessing Neil has not given her a response yet, or he's turned her down. I must have missed that part somewhere in the mix of that. But I know she was supposed to have been drawing up contracts to fulfill that position. So Victor flies in to town, to Paris, to be able to schmooze her. And you know, and I know, if anybody knows how to do any of the schmoozing, Victor definitely knows how to do the schmoozing. If anybody knows how to do any of the schmoozing, Victor knows how to do the schmoozing. So she comes in, he comes in, and of course, she's already sitting there talking to a potential prospect. Of course, she's meeting with this particular individual, and Victor, in all of his greatness, comes in. How you doing? And she's like, oh my God. Victor, I didn't expect to have you all the way out here. He was like, I know, I was just in the area, blah, blah, blah. He stops in. He knows people, asks about the family. That shows that, look, chick, we already got this locked down. And she even asks him, you know, I think he's, you know, I think he has a lot of the potential that we're looking for. Impressive track record, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I really think that he will be the person that could take, you know, beauty of nature to the next level, because I'm an exciting type of person, and I think the company is ready for a change, and I intend to bring that change to forefront. And so I'm like, okay, what's about to happen here? Is Victor Newman and Genevieve gonna get together somehow? You know, what's taking place? Because I mean, she's a blonde, she's beautiful, she kind of gives you a Nikki, she's powerful, she's, you know, she gives you a little bit of that Ashley thing, you know. So Victor, Nikki, better watch out, because he knows that Victor will do whatever it takes. That brother will do whatever it takes to close a deal. Down to marrying his own his own grandchildren's mother. He would do whatever it takes to be able to close or prove his point as much as he possibly can. So they're having that conversation and they're smoozing. He's smoozing her, and she's just eating it up because, one, her feelings are a little bit hurt. So she's actually, in some ways, enjoying it. She's really enjoying it, but I don't think she's going to be able to, she's going to give that company away. So we're going to fast forward a little bit into the Billy situation. Of course, the Billy and Victoria situation, which I get it, but then I kind of don't get it. So the girl's mom comes into the picture, right? Last week, she comes into the picture, and from the beginning, she's talking about, oh, God, you know, her father is, you know, was out. Bless his heart. His father was out. And, you know, he was out on a missionary fields. And, oh, my God, you know, we did the best that we could to raise this girl. And Chelsea's just sitting there looking at her just like, Mom, did you please stop lying? Like, you know, whatever. And so it's been a really funny scene. And Jill is like, boom, she's like right on top of it. So this chick, Anita is the mom's name of Chelsea, which is the baby mama of Billy. They had that whole situation where when Billy went to Neomar, he had a situation, drunken, was going through a lot from just losing Lucy, the baby. Went through that whole drunken phase, met this chick, somehow within drugs, sex, a baby pops into place, officially his. Victor has something to do with it, even though he's trying to say he doesn't. So Anita, the mother, goes and plans a visit to go to Victor's house, like unexpected. So this chick goes to Victor's house, and Victor looks at him in his cool way. He says, what did I tell you about coming around here? I gave you a phone to contact me. That's what the phone is for. And she's just like, well, Victor, we need to talk. Like, we really need to go over some things. He was like, you are not allowed to come here. Sirs, this woman right here, make sure she never comes on this premise again. She's like, wait a minute. Wait. What are you? Don't grab me like that. And it's just a whole scene. But during that whole shuffling process, this chick drops her earring on the floor. So, of course, you got the cameras boom, zooming in, getting all the angles on the floor, because somehow all this is going to come out. So going into Nikki's over to Victoria's house, they had a false alarm. Chelsea thought that she had some contractions, had to go to the hospital, false alarm. So Nikki, they're all in the hospital. Nikki sees Annette, finally meets this chick, and they're like, you seem familiar. She's like, oh, you do too. She's like, oh my God, dear, I think you've lost the earring. And she's like, oh, if that's all I've lost in this, you know, basically all the running around and everything that's been happening, then that's nothing to just lose an earring. So she's like, okay, well, no big deal. So she's like, you know, y'all go ahead and move on, run on, et cetera, et cetera. So, of course, Victoria and Billy are thinking that Victor is totally behind sending Anita, totally behind sending Chelsea, that he's behind all of this. So the war gun or the war horse that Nikki is, Nikki goes to go ask Victor, you know, honey, you know, Victoria and Billy think that, you know, you had something to do with bringing this lady into town and, like, all of this. Please tell me, sweetheart, that you are not meddling into our daughter's affairs again. And, you know, Victor's smooth as applesauce. Honey, darling, no, I just want the best for my daughter. I wouldn't dare do anything like that, you know. And I'm like, okay, lying through his teeth again. So, long story short, he, of course, goes to Paris. And then, of course, Nikki's meddling around the house. And she sees this big old shiny gold earring laying trot chair on the floor. She picks it up. And, of course, her mind starts thinking, like, wait a second. Hold on one little second, her. Now, I know I remember this earring. And then she has the flashbacks. Immediately, she goes over to try to find Anita to figure out what's going on. She calls Victor to try to figure out what's going on. And, of course, you call Victor in Paris. She got his cell phone. She leaves a message. This bold chick decides, I'm going to get to the bottom of this my way. And you know when Nikki decides she's going to handle it her way, she usually gets to the point of it. For any of y'all that know, and I know all y'all do know. So Nikki goes, comes to the house and says, you know, they're like, oh, mom, wow, we didn't expect to see you on this side of town. She's like, yeah, you know, I just wanted to go to Glow Room and grab something to eat. And, you know, Anita, would you like to come join me? Of course, with that fake Chester grin smile. And so Anita, just as clueless as she wants to be, she decides to say, oh, sure, let me just grab my coat and my purse in the main house and I'll be there. Flip forward to, you know, Glow Room. So they're talking and Nikki doesn't waste any time. She's just like, wait a second, where did these come from? And she's like, boom, I found these in my house. Why were these in my house? Why were you at my house? What's going on? And of course, Anita comes in and she's like, well, I don't know if those are even mine. Nikki grabs a purse, tilts her purse over, shakes everything out of it, grimms through and say, aha, I found the other piece. Like, so then whose are these? And so then she's like, Anita's looking at her like, this bitch, basically. Like, how dare you? So Anita comes and she finally says, well, she crosses arms. Well, I was there to see Mr. Newman. You know, I wanted to assure him that my little girl wasn't going to give him any more problems. This is the bogus story that this chick comes up with. And I almost think that Nikki kind of believes her, because she's just like, you know, but the only thing that switched, now that I'm thinking about it, was that she called her Victor instead of Mr. Newman. And so Nikki was like, wait a second, you calling this dude Victor now? Like, you know, I'm on a first name basis instead of Mr. Newman. Something ain't right. And then she was just like, look, I've got all the information I need from you. I'm not feeding you. I'm not treating you. You can go ahead and bye. So, of course, hold on. I'm getting some feedback. Wait one second. So, of course, you get, Nikki that will come in, you know, into the situation. And then Victor calls Nikki and she's like, hey, hello, my dear. Sorry, it was a lot. Think something was going on around this way. Forgive me, everybody. So Victor finally calls back. And Nikki's looking like, you told me that you had nothing to do with, you know, you had nothing to do with this lady coming into town. But yet, I just spoke with her and she's telling me that she's been at the house. What's going on? And then, you know, of course, Victor just as smooth as he wants to be. And I know I keep saying he's smooth, but my brother is smooth. He just comes and he's like, dear, this is nothing that we need to handle over the phone. You know, we don't need to handle this over the phone right now. Let's go and do this, you know, when we can meet face to face. Let's talk about this face to face. Let's do this at a time where we can sit down and we can actually and meet and talk. And his famous line is, I have my reasons for doing this. Of course you got your reasons, Victor, for doing this, because you want your daughter to rule. You want to rule everybody's life that you're in charge of. Okay. So you have your reasons. That's your reason. It's because you want to be the big B-O-S-S, the big boss of everybody's life. And so therefore, of course, you would figure out a way to be able to manipulate and get around. You finally succeeded with Patty to get him to finally put Jack into the situation he was in, and a double whammy, put Adam blind, which we gonna go into that in a few seconds. Adam can't see, and Jack is in the hospital. So it is like a double whammy of, like, crucialness, a double whammy of crucialness, for sure. And so going back to the Adam situation, which is something that I really have not been able to quite wrap my mind around completely the Adam situation and Sharon. It's just like, what's going on with this chick? What is going on, Sharon? We need to get you in here. We need to get you in here, and we need to get the writer in here that writes for your role, because I want to be able to sit here and ask, Mr. Writer, Miss Newman, what's the problem? You know, I want to be able to sit there and ask, what is really the problem here? Because I'm like, girl, this man undid all this. Now, I am one for forgiveness. Now, I'm going to tell you, I am definitely one for forgiving people, but it's just ridiculous. I mean, let's just go back. Let's go back to the fact that, you know, they traded babies, and she made Sharon believe that the baby was dead when the baby was living right next door the entire time. Then, on top of that, just manipulations, lied to her at the altar, tried to keep her in jail because she tried to move on with her life. Just all these manipulations. And then this chick still has the audacity to go back to this boy. Like, it amazes me. And I'm gonna tell you another thing that amazes me. It amazes me that all these ghosts be having some fresh outfits and haircuts and tanned every time Jack's dad comes back on the scene. He got a fresh haircut. Sometime he got a nice spray on tan, a fresh new suit. Now, he should have had on the same suit he died in. Like, they put him in that coffin. Now, I understand that. But Hope comes back with a fresh haircut, new blonde. None of her roots have grown out with anything else. And I know I'm going on a tangent, but, you know, I'm looking at all this realness. I'm just like, at least if they're going to put a ghost in, can the ghost still look as they look when, you know, when they left the show? Like, come on now. Like, come on, that's what you got makeup and hair for, you know, and a wardrobe team and special effects and all those other things that you have to be able to make it work, okay? Now, let's get on top of that, people. I'm just going to throw that out there to you. But it was definitely shocking. They even put this stuff in Adam's eyes this go around where his eyes are kind of like grayish, kind of. You know, it's like, I guess that coat over it where he really looks blind, you know. It even has that gray tint to it, so he's really going through that phase now. I would love to be able to ask him, you know, and get him on the show to be able to ask, when he went through that, did he really go through that process of doing that line totally blind, or was the glasses on for him to be able to still maneuver and see even though the glasses are on? So really quick, everybody, I'm going to come right back into all those, but we are here at the Y&R recap show, definitely at the AfterBuzz studios, and you can find all of our AfterBuzz recaps on AfterBuzz.com right here. Go to shows, click on shows, and it'll take you to all of the shows that we have here. Go to the Y&R, of course, the logo, the Young and the Restless recap, click, and you'll be able to find all of the archives that we definitely have in place. And remember to definitely call in, tune in at 424-256-1729, 424-256-1729. Make sure you definitely tune into that also. And then, of course, up next, in the next 15-20 minutes, we definitely have Own, the Oprah recap show coming up, which is all about living your best life. So we're going to go straight back into really fast talking about Jeffrey and Gloria, because, of course, you know, Jeffrey is still dealing with this amnesia track that he's been going on. Like, he's not remembering everything. However, he is remembering some things. He remembers that he loves this woman, that he likes this woman, and it's something about this woman for a reason. But Angelo is just hovering over everything because, you know, one, but no, wait a second, that ain't right. I was gonna say, because Angelo, you know, was her partner in this, but after Angelo started having his likes for her, for Gloria, he ended up letting her and buying the whole place back. He gave her the whole place back, you know, debt-free, where she was the sole owner. If I'm not mistaken, I remember that happening. So, you know, there isn't any ties to it other than she's dating him now only because she doesn't know. But the only thing that makes me a little confused with that whole process of Gloria and Angelo is that if her son Kevin is married to Angelina, then that's kind of creepy, right? I think so. I don't know, but it seems a little creepy to me. And a little left and then to the back for that to happen. What is, are they going to be married? Because that's almost kind of like when Tucker and Ashley got married, and then you know, Abby was trying to have a little liking for Divine. I just didn't think that that was going to be too flow now that they're kind of like stepbrothers and sisters. So I didn't really understand that too much. But hey, it's all fake, I guess, at the end of the day. Even though it feels so real, it still is what it is. Definitely that. So really quick, so Jeffrey, he's got his mind lost. Eventually, he's going to come back in. If you go on to soapnet.com, he was one of the soap picks for the week. So that's just a little bit of extra plug news into there. He was definitely the soap plug pick for the week. Now, just rewinding back a little bit, and this is just one of my all-time wants and desires. When are y'all going to bring my girl Drusilla back? I mean, I was really hoping that while they were in France somewhere, and you know, when they gave Lily the little clip that was her mom's, and they gave her the bracelet, when Abby gave her the bracelet that was Colleen's, and she was able to wear that in her hair and on her arm, I really thought somehow that Drusilla was going to pop up somewhere at like some place with amnesia. Like, I'm going to speak this into existence until someone brings her role back. I mean, I want Victoria Ryle. Personally, her. But her role in general was amazing, and I think she should come back and relive it, because both her and Sharon fell off the cliff. Now, tell me, if Sharon fell off and came back, I guess that's one renewed contract and one that wasn't. Hint, hint. But, girl, please, if there's some animosity, just get over it and come back to your fans. Please, 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 please come back to your fans. Please, we miss you. I definitely miss you. So real quick, we're going to go straight into news and a couple of the key news things before we close up out of here. And we, of course, we go to predictions, then we get up out of here. So just a couple of key things. The 43rd
After Buzz TV news.
Yes, we're going straight into the news aspect of everything, everyone. And it's so exclusive. It's so, so exclusive. The 43rd Image Awards was just in place, of course. So we have the 43rd Image Awards, and we want to give some shout outs to Tatiana Ali. Tatiana Ali, everybody remembers Tatiana Ali, the chick from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Miss Ashley. She is also on The Young and the Restless right now, playing Divine's girlfriend, and she won the Outstanding Actress Awards for a daytime series. So definitely congratulations to Miss Tatiana Ali for that award. And, you know, just a quick little sidebar, me and Miss Tatiana Ali used to go to church together out here in Hollywood. And so I just want to say, what's up from Brookshire? We definitely have to get you on the show. So if you're listening, if you're tuning in, wherever your publicist is, we want you to come on. We want to get some of your knowledge out here to our fans, because you are important, and we want to get that out there too. So another thing we want to be able to say that is coming to the cast right now, they're only supposed to be on for a few weeks, but a few episodes, but you never know how that works. Is, you know, it was a big phase going on with Phyllis and Avery and her father. You know, her father just had a heart attack. Avery left to go see him, but of course Phyllis didn't. So that is building suspense, like, really, dang, what's going to happen? So, casted, Ken Howard, Emmy and a Tony winner. Ken Howard is featured to play her dad, their dads, Phyllis and also Avery's father. He's supposed to be debuting, if I'm not mistaken, coming in around the February the 23rd-ish. So sometime this following week, we should be having him come on board and kind of going into that storyline and that plot line. And last but not least, everybody, we have Miss Laura Lee Bell. Now, if anyone knows, Laura Lee Bell's, the Bells are actually the creators of both The Young and the Restless and The Bold and the Beautiful. They actually are the writers. And Laura Lee Bell plays Christina Blair. She plays Chris Blair. She's actually one of the private investigators or one of the detectives that comes into town periodically and makes things happen. So basically, since the people own the place, she always has a job. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, can I get on? Can your boy get on? Now, I know y'all looking for a district attorney, okay, and some new people. I am ready. It is a dream. Can your boy get on and get a recurring role? Can I get somebody pregnant on his show? That way I constantly come back. Like, I can help you write a plot. We already got it. 26 years in, we already got it set up. So, Miss Christina Blair, and of course, Miss Laura Lee Bell that plays it, will be on The Castle, or CBS's Castle. So everybody check out CBS's Castle, premiering March 19th at 10 p.m. She'll be playing a role kind of similar to Paula Abdul's role, where she's a a show, she's a judge for a show competition, more kind of stuck in like the 80s, so it should be very interesting, so make sure you keep your eyes out on that, alright? So really quick, everyone, that was our news. We're going to go straight into an AfterBuzz commercial plug, then we're going to come back into our predictions. Again, this is the Y&R Recap. I'm your host, Brooke Shire. Again, Miss Granny Z is out. We'll be right back with you with our predictions on Y&R Recaps.
AfterBuzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you. A lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire, to American Idol, to Vampire Diaries, to Real Housewives, and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
What do you want to buzz? What do you want to buzz? What do you want to buzz? What do you want to buzz about on the predictions? So normally, people, we are in our prediction section. Usually, we got Granny Z here giving you our report. So I just want to throw out a couple of things that I believe are going to take place. I definitely believe really, really, really soon, because since Devon and his mom are becoming buddies, that's going to make him be around Neil more often. So I believe the takeover for Harmony and Neil are going to come into place quick, and I believe once Harmony gets Neil, she gonna have him around for a long time, because that's gonna really build more of that unit, that old school unit, because he used to have a little fix for her. So I definitely believe that that's coming into place real soon. Also, I definitely believe that the person that's gonna be Genevieve, so Beauty and Nature's helpline, is going to be Kane. I strongly believe either Kane or she may actually go to Victoria, just because Victoria is irritated with her daddy right now. It's the perfect opportunity for her to go to Victoria to run Beauty of Nature. So I'm almost believing that either Kane or Victoria or Neil, one of those three will be the person she will pick. But whoever it is, I'm almost thinking it's going to be Victoria. It will be juicy. It will be juicy. Those two women working together, I believe it. So writers, I'm looking forward for you to be putting that in there, for us to be able to make that happen soon. And I definitely believe going into the future first, as far as in Chelsea with Billy and Gotham, I do believe that she is going to give that baby up. However, that mom is going to try to pull the brakes somehow to make it happen sooner. But she is getting closer to having this baby. So whatever's going to happen is going to happen probably within the next month or so, or the month of March, hopefully going into April. So maybe it's an Easter baby. Who knows? I'm not really for sure. So everybody, that is our predictions. And again, everyone, that is such our show. Everyone, I just want to let you know, again, we thank you so much for tuning in and making, and hey, you're one of the reasons why we are still staying at the top of the charts on the download. So again, we want to thank you. We want you to make sure that you tune in every Sunday, 3:15. We prep at 3. We're here at 3:15 starting live for you. Definitely keep your eyes out on the driver's seat, because we will be having some amazing cast and crew and writers coming in to be able to fulfill, you know, all the juicy news and gossip for you behind the scenes. Again, thank you, Mr. DJ Dr. Phil. We thank you for being back in the house, brother. Thank you for coming and gracing our presence again with you.
No problem.
Appreciate you. And again, everyone, and for Granny Z, she should be here soon. But everyone, remember, where the mind goes, the body follows. You are somebody, so make sure that you act like it, okay? I'm your host, Brooke Shire. And again, this is the Oprah. Well, not the Oprah. Oprah's coming up next, everybody, at 4:15. Keep your eyes on that. It's going to be all about relationships. I am your host again, Brooke Shire. We are Y&R Recap. And stay positive and keep your mind right. Until next time,
peace.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.